I'm actually quite anxious about the responsibility, because I know that I'm not only speaking for Steve and myself, I'm speaking for a lot of people who haven't been selected at this stage to give their evidence orally.
And what sort of things can the inquiry expect to hear from you?
What the inquiry can expect to hear from me is what it has heard from everyone so far who has given evidence, and those to come, is the impact on individual lives of the use of the contaminated blood products and blood in transfusions for patients seeking national health treatment, the absolutely catastrophic effects on the health of the primary victims, on the lives of all those who love them, who are called now the affected people.
And what is it that you'll be stressing to that inquiry about that impact?
The impact is the loss of the contribution that people could have made to the country, to the world. Someone like Steve, who was a gifted teacher, whose career was cut short. We know that of the successful pupils that he did teach, but we don't know the many he might have actually been able to support in building lives. But also, in Steve's case, specifically as a mild haemophiliac, and speaking for all the mild haemophiliacs, that the treatments he had that were contaminated were not strictly necessary. They were never for life-threatening conditions. And in fact, Steve died for 2 bruises and 4 wisdom teeth.
And in terms of that impact from yourself, I mean, making an impact out of that inquiry, how important is that? And I'm sure from your perspective and of all those who've been tragically affected, that they'll want to ensure that this isn't repeated and what's happened isn't forgotten, and is certainly those people who've unfortunately played their part are held accountable.
Absolutely. It's 2 things. It is actually, as you say, ensuring for future generations, and not just for haemophiliacs, but for everybody who needs specialist healthcare, that the mistakes are not repeated, that the Department of Health is not allowed to get away with ignoring the damage that is done by this sort of medical incident. But it's also to know why it happened, and that those who actually were responsible are called to account.
What have you made of the inquiry so far? I know obviously it's relatively early and it could last a very long time, but what have you made of it so far?
I've been pleasurably impressed and comforted by the seriousness with which the inquiry team are taking the inquiry, by the support that they are offering to the victims, by the personal contact they are making sure they have in around the actual formal session. And there is reason to believe at last that we are being listened to after years of being dismissed in derogatory terms, largely orchestrated by the Department of Health, but also by the various governments of the day, that we will actually be at last listened to and vindicated in our belief that it should never have happened.